Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Thani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Union Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya praises Nagaland's heritage, urges not to define the state by Hornbill Festival alone. Minister C.L. John calls for efforts to eradicate tribalism and clanism in Naga society. Central Training Institute of the Home Guard, Civil Defense and State Disaster Response Force celebrates 63rd Raising Day. And Nagaland exports first consignment Michinga seeds from Kohima to Tezpur. Now the news in detail. Union Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya said the Hornbill Festival reflects only a small part of Nagaland's rich cultural and economic potential. Talking to reporters at the airport while concluding his three-day visit to the state, he praised the state's heritage from stone pulling traditions to handloom, handicrafts and blacksmithing and urged that Nagaland not be defined solely by the festival.
Nagaland has in its people, in its rich culture, in its rich heritage, is something that the world must be aware of and the world must come and experience. Therefore, please don't limit Nagaland only to the Hornbill Festival. There's much more to Nagaland that needs to be not only experienced but needs to be lived and needs to be discovered.
Mr. Sindhya highlighted the high quality of Nagaland coffee and noted that the Commerce and Donor Ministries are exploring ways to promote it, including a common processing center and value addition efforts to boost growers' income.
I even visited the coffee plantation, Arabica and Robusta, quality of the beans, having been Commerce and Industry Minister many, many years ago, and looking at the coffee board, the tea board, the capability here. And I'm glad that the Commerce Ministry, along with the Donor Ministry, is looking at Nagaland coffee as well. And even the branding and the packaging of the coffee, it's nothing short world class.
The Union Minister also emphasized ongoing collaboration with Chief Minister Nipurio on major development initiatives. Appreciating the warmth of the people, Mr. Sindhya said, Nagaland has immense untapped opportunities waiting to be harnessed. Nagaland Minister C.L. John today urged the need to eradicate tribalism and clanism in Naga society. Speaking at the Tribal Cultural Mosaic organized by the Department of Tribal Affairs, Government of Nagaland at Naga Solidarity Park, Kohima, Mr. John emphasized language as a unifying force and called for promoting Nagamese as a common language for greater unity.
We can communicate only in Nagamese style, within the village, in between five Naga Abahan Nitui Lohopalis. Those say Abahan English to Kuhuli Napare, to be seen Tam Laga Kothas.
The minister expressed concern that tribalism often originates in government offices and churches and appealed to people to rise above such divisions.
Tribalism, clanism, professionalism, division,
Mr. John highlighted the value of the Hornbill Festival as a unifying platform for all Naga tribes, despite misconceptions about it, noting that it has placed Nagaland on the global tourism map. On the occasion, 14 tribes of Nagas presented folk dances and songs. Earlier during the day, various competitions were held. Rengma tribe won rice husking event, while Pom tribe emerged winner of catapult target hitting and also spear throw competitions. The Central Training Institute of the Home Guards, Civil Defense and State Disaster Response Force celebrated its 63rd Raising Day today at the CTI ground, Tolovi village, Dimapur. Commandant General Home Guards, Civil Defense and SDRF Nagaland Autemse emphasized on the institute's key role in strengthening disaster preparedness, emergency response and civil defense in the state. He described the day as a moment of reflection on the noble legacy of the Home Guards, a tribute to the spirit of volunteerism and sacrifice, and a reminder of the organization's enduring responsibility to remain ever ready in the service of the people. The day was marked with special presentations of pipe band display, weapons handling demonstration, and a cultural performance by the Havildars. Nagaland Chief Secretary Senti Younger Imchen today flagged off the first consignment of Zentho Xylem Michinga Tomar seeds from Kohima to Dabur India's Northeast Unit in Tezpur, marking a key step in commercializing the state's bioresources. The initiative, led by the Nagaland Bioresource Mission, NBRM, in partnership with Dabur, aims to turn long-discussed potential into practical outcomes. In his address, Mr. Imchen stressed the need for scientific volume-driven agriculture, noting that while Michinga is widely grown and partly commercialized, Nagaland could supply only 1.5 tons against Dabur's requirement of 10 tons.
We are all aware and we have always been talking about potential of Nagaland. We have known from the past many years that Nagaland is home to many medicinal plants, herbs, and to optimize and realize its economic potential, Nagaland Bioresource Mission was formed.
He urged farmers and entrepreneurs to adopt scientific methods to scale up output and meet market demands. Imchen praised the NBRM Dabur buyback arrangement, expressed hope for future collaborations involving more medicinal and aromatic plants, provided quality and commitments are maintained. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre is working to simplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organisation in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said that a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment.
We really worked on that and made sure that the income tax is no longer going to be seen as a tiresome exercise, simplify it, and also where it is possible to completely be faceless in letter and spirit, we have moved forward in that direction. Now the same virtues will have to be brought to customs.
Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government is aiming to boost the income of cattle rearers by 20% over the next 5 years by implementing a circular economy model in the dairy sector. The minister made the announcement while addressing a public meet in Sanadhar, Gujarat, after inaugurating a bio-CNG and fertilizer plant of Banas Dairy and performing the groundbreaking ceremony for a state-of-the-art 150 TPD milk powder and baby food plant of Banas Dairy. Highlighting the successful implementation of the circular economy by Banas Dairy, Mr. Shah reiterated that the government is working to replicate this model across all dairies in India. The nation today paid homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary. Across the country, several programs were organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. The Supreme Court has assured that the judges are exercising the utmost caution when it comes to the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in the judicial process, emphasizing that such technology will never take over judicial decision-making. A two-judge bench led by Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi was hearing a petition calling for the regulation of AI and machine learning within the judicial system. The bench agreed that the judges should cross-check such aspects but expressed that it is not inclined to issue any directives on the judicial side on the issue. And a nationwide competition is underway on the MyGov portal in the run-up to the 9th edition of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program, Pariksha Pe Charcha. The online multiple-choice question-based competition will remain open till 11 January next year. Students from classes 6 to 12, along with teachers and parents, can take part in the competition. All registered participants who complete the activity will receive a certificate of participation from MyGov. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Union Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya praises Nagaland's heritage, urges not to define the state by Hornbill Festival alone. Minister C.L. John calls for efforts to eradicate tribalism and clanism in Naga society. Central Training Institute of the Home Guard Civil Defense and State Disaster Response Force celebrates 63rd Raising Day. And Nagaland exports first consignment Michinga seeds from Kohima to Tezpur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.